Good day to all our listeners tuning in for this installment of the weekly insurance news wrap. This is Paige Estritori, happily serving you the latest and most talked about happenings in the insurance sector on behalf of Financial Services Online. Kicking off with a key development in consumer policy, the National Insurance Brokers Association, or NIBA, has made moves towards accelerating insurers' claim response timeframes. Instead of the usual 10 business day response period, they propose a cut down to 5 days. This move, driven by a desire to lessen consumer stress, matches more closely with public expectations. In a bid to further improve transparency, NIBA has also suggested insurers provide updates every 20 days and promptly deliver crucial expert reports, which inform decision-making around claims. They continue to back the standing categories of retail and wholesale clients, however, sounded an alarm against redefining SMEs, warning it could sow confusion. The Insurance Brokers Code Compliance Committee chimed in, recommending an expansion of code protections across all insurance merchandise, indicating the distinct challenges faced by the small enterprises. Coming to legal trends, we eye a major court ruling that impacts the coal industry. Last week, the federal court finalized that insurers Vero, QBE, and Star International must live up to their obligations to Baralaba Coal Company. This is despite policy expiration, as a radial coal stacker machine was not back in a fully operational state post-initial repair. Justice Sarah Darrington ruled that the insurers still bear the burden of covering the destruction caused by the collapse, along with the encompassing legal costs. This is because the second failure of the stacker occurred prior to its full restoration. The court refuted the insurer's argument that a form of release dismissed any further duties, setting a clear understanding that it only pertains to the original storm damage. Consequently, the insurers are ordered to fund the additional repair expenses incurred after the policy ended. This wraps up the most revealing stories in the insurance industry this past week. You're listening to Paige Estritori with the weekly insurance news wrap via Financial Services Online. For more information, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay tuned for more updates next week, and remember, being informed is your best policy.